Hello, my kitten. I hope this letter finds you well. It's been over a week since I last wrote to you. A week spent in the trenches on the front line. I've been rotated now to the rest camp for a few days, so I have the time to write these words for you. I'm sure you want to know how things are going here. I'm sure our family and friends keep asking. Well, I can't say too much, military secrets and all that, but I can let you know that I'm well, everyone is in high spirits, and we're being looked after as well as can be expected. The French countryside is beautiful this time of year, tinged with just the hint of frost. If it wasn't for the war, I'd say its beauty was almost rivaling yours. Watching the mist roll over the hills in the dawn is breathtaking. It has a haunting calmness to it. Just so few moments before Fritz's big guns wake up and bring me crashing back to a reality where this is a world gone mad. In those moments of peace, though, my thoughts are only of you, my dear. Thoughts of you lying next to me, wrapped in my arms. And no matter the freezing temperatures of the French winter, you keep me warm. I fall asleep each night with that photo of you. I miss seeing the way your eyes sparkle and the soft feel of your lips pressed to mine. If you are reading this out to our friends and family, you may wish to stop now. I want this to be just between us, kitten. Words just between lovers separated by whatever madness has gripped the world this time. Victims of circumstance, a tale as old as time itself. Romeo and Juliet, Lancelot and Guinevere, Paris and Helen. Retold all up and down the front every single day. Let us hope our tale resolves to be a happier one. I have faith that it will. I think back to the times we had together, the stolen glances and kisses, the hidden nights of passion. That first time together, the summer sun dipping just below the horizon. Watching it with you wrapped in my arms, laying against me. The way you softly kiss me, staring into my eyes, and just softly whispered, "I'm ready." It took me way too long to realise what you meant, but if I was in any doubt, the kiss you gave me next confirmed it. You slipping out of that summer dress and your underwear. You look perfect. So sexy and vulnerable. If I wasn't already yours forever from that night on, I certainly was. Since then, we spent as much time together as possible, sneaking around from our families, hastily having to beat it half-dressed. That feeling of your body pressed to mine, your soft skin under my touch. The perfection of your curves. I don't want to be crude, kitten, but that arse of yours, that I miss so much. When I come home, I need to see if I can get a photo of you facing away from the camera as well. And I'm so looking forward to getting home, spending some time alone with you. That first evening, just the two of us, curled up in front of the fire, softly kissing each other, your soft lips pressed to mine, my hands caressing your body. Just the two of us in the moment. Oh, I want it to be like our first time. You softly whispering in my ear that you're ready, that you want me to go further. There's nothing that drives me wild more than hearing that need in your voice. Seeing you strip out of your clothes for me. That perfect body. That amazing ass. I'm sure my hand would just move on its own when I see that. Give you those spanks you like so much. The little moans you make each time you do. I'm sure we'll have time for me to bend you over my knee and have you squirm for me. But I'm not sure how long I'll be able to hold back. How long before I'll just have to lay you down in front of the fire, entwining our bodies, moving between those wonderful legs to that wonderful promise between them. Lost in your eyes, your lips. Lost in passionate kisses as slowly, gently I enter you. Just slipping inside. So wonderfully soft and inviting. Feeling you grip me inside you. Holding that for just a moment. Staring into your eyes. Seeing the lust in them, lust that equals my own, and the gentle nod of consent from you before I begin to thrust, moving faster and faster. The time for gentleness has passed. This is now purely satisfying our lust for each other. All the days we've been apart washed away in pure rampant satisfaction of our desires. Faster, harder, deeper with each thrust. You spreading yourself wider, wanting to feel as much of me inside you as you can. Our bodies thrusting together, outlined in the fire. I'm aching at just the thought of it, my love. Thrusting against you until that ultimate conclusion. That feeling of release as we both climax in each other's arms. Leaving us spent on the floor as I collapse next to you. You rolling over into my arms, exhausted as we drift off to sleep, pressed against each other. It won't be long now. Every day brings me one step closer to this insanity finally being over. Or I finally get some leave to come home to see you. Well, the top brass say this will be all over by Christmas. So not long until I'm back into your arms. Waking up next to you Christmas morn will be all the sweeter. Once this madness is over. Stay safe, my love. Soon we'll be reunited.